Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercies and love. Thank you for your helps and compassions toward us. Thank you for making all things to work together for our good. Thank you for your power that is giving us victories. Thank you for your strength that is working in us to make us a new creature, to make us please you and obey your will. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the opportunities that you've sent into our life to give us progress and success. Thank you for the breakthroughs we have experienced because of your interventions. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your peace and joy that fills our hearts all the time. Thank you for taking away sorrows and sadness and troubles from our lives. We thank you also for keeping us in good health. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful for your shield of protection that is upon us. Thank you for blocking the deadly attacks that came from our enemies against us. Thank you for raising up your standard to stop the deadly attacks of the enemy when they were determined to destroy us. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for all the prayers you have led us to pray on this platform. And we thank you for how you have answered many of those prayers. Thank you for a new beginning that your mighty hand is creating for us at this time. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you because the promises you made for us, they are all coming to pass before our eyes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We are here this midnight to pray. Oh, Lord, visit us as we spend time in your presence. Touch every life that are here and those that will join us. Change our situation for good. Give us testimonies in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for I know you're going to do more than we expect. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to sing worship songs right now. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Who is worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth, oh, blessed be the rock, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. Do wonders, hallelujah. It's like unto thee,
we've like unto thee.
Oh Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. Do wonders, hallelujah.
We have a God who never fails. We have a God who never fails. We have a God who never fails, who never fails, who never fails. Forevermore we serve a God, we serve a God who never fails. We serve a God who never fails. We serve a God who never fails. who never feels, who never feels forevermore. Amen. And Jesus never feels. Amen. Jesus never fails. Amen. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Forevermore. I will lift up His name higher. I will lift up His name higher. Oh, Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, I will lift up His name higher. Oh, Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, I will lift up His name higher. Oh, you will lift up His name higher. We will lift up His name higher. Oh, Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, we will lift up His name. I am, oh Jehovah, Alpha and Omega, we will lift up His name. I am. Great is Thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of doubt with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassion they fail not. As Thou art been, Thou forever will be. O great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, I have provided. Great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. Lord, unto me we praise Thee. We praise Thee. Oh, Lord. We praise Thee, we praise Thee, we praise Thee. Oh Lord, in our lives, we see what You're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of Your name. We lift our voice in praise of Your name. God, You reign forever. God, You reign forever. We worship Thee. We
reign forever.
God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you.
Jehovah, we praise you.
Jehovah, we praise you.
He sent of days, we praise
you. Jehovah, we praise you. We pray your name. We pray your name. Jehovah, we praise thee. Calling on to Jesus, 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 our Lord, our Lord. We're calling your name. Calling on to Jesus, Jesus, mighty Jesus, Jesus, every day, your name's the same. Calling on to Jesus. Jesus, precious Jesus, Jesus, our Lord, our Lord.
We're calling your name.
We're calling your name. Jesus, Jesus. Sweet Jesus, Jesus, every day, your name is the same, our Lord, we're calling your name. Every day, your name is the same. We're calling your name every day. Your name is the same. You are the pillar that holds my life.
You are the pillar that holds my life.
You are the pillar that holds My life, Master Jesus, you the fear of God, home. My life, Master Jesus, you the fear of God, home. My life. Most mighty God, we serve.
What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Heaven and earth adore you. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God.
What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
Heaven and earth adore him. Even angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. Because in this I can face tomorrow. Because in this all fear is gone, all fear is gone.
Because I know.
Because I know he holds my future. My life is what I'm living just because he is. Faithful as you are. Faithful as you, Lord. Faithful as you. You are so faithful.
Faithful are you, Lord.
Faithful are you, Lord.
In every day of our life.
Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful. How great is the God. Sing with me, how great. Is our good in all things how great, all the earth and sea how great. Is our God how great you are, how great. He's our God. Sing with me, how great. He's our God. And all will see how great. How dear to see our grace. He is our God. You are the mighty man in battle. You are the mighty man in battle. The only thing. You are the mighty man in battle. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name forever. Oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled forever, forever. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Your word is settled in heaven, it is settled. You are great, yes, you are holy Lord. You walked upon the sea, you raised the dead. You reign in majesty, mighty God. Everything written about you is great. You are great, yes, you are. You are great, yes, you are. Holy Lord, Jesus, you walked upon the sea. You raised the dead. You reign in majesty. Mighty God, everything written about you is great. You are great, you are great, you are great, you are great, you are great. You are great, oh Lord. You are great. Jesus, you are great. You are great. So great. You are great. Everything written about you is great. Demons tremble at your praises. Almighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Everything written about you is great. You are Alpha and Omega.
We worship you, our God. You are holy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare. Father, we declare that we love. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare that we love you. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Begin to worship and bless his name. Lift up your voice and praise him. Praise the King of glory. Praise the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Praise the Almighty God, the all-sufficient God, the self-sufficient God, the Most High God, the God of the everlasting covenant, the King of glory, the King of Israel, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the God of the heavens and the earth, Creator of the entire universe. Worship him, for he cannot change, he cannot fail, he cannot falter. Praise him for who he is. He remains faithful forever. He remains merciful forever. He remains compassionate forever. And he remains terrible forever. Worshipping righteousness and justice at the foundations of his throne. The earth sees him and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Worship him for who he is. His lightning lights up the world. His dominion is over all. Praise him. For he is highly exalted. He is highly exalted far above principalities and powers, far above all darkness, far above all the kingdoms of darkness. For he is highly exalted, far above everything and everyone. Praise him for who he is. He is no respecter of persons. For he is not a man. Praise him. Only him has the final say. Praise him. Only him can speak. And his words will come to pass. Only him determines what happens and what should not happen. Praise him. Praise him. Only him can solve the problems of the world, even the problems of this generation. Only him is the true Savior. Only him is the true deliverer, the true healer, the true restorer. Only him is the true God. Only him is the living God. Worship him for who he is. Only him can lift your life up and no one will be able to bring you down. Praise him for who he is. Praise him. We worship you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. We're going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, Father, thank you for being so generous toward me. Thank you for helping me generously. Thank you for blessing me generously. Thank you for supporting me generously. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. To be generous means to hold nothing back. when meeting a need. And our God is super generous, super generous. We thank you, Father, for being so generous toward my life. Thank you for helping me generously. Thank you for blessing me generously. Thank you for providing for my needs generously. Thank you for supporting me generously. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. We're going to say, thank you, Father, for protecting my life as the apple of your eye. Say, thank you, Father, for keeping me safe and secured as the apple of your eye. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. So thank you, Father, for keeping me secured as the apple of your eye. Just as no one can touch the apple of your eye. You have not allowed the enemy to be able to touch me. You have not allowed darkness and demons and forces of hell to be able to touch me. As you have said in your word, touch not mine anointed and do my prophet no harm. You have not allowed my enemies to be able to hurt me. Thank you for preserving me as the apple of your eye. Thank you for protecting me with your mighty hand. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for the battles that were too strong for me, that you fought for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Lord, for battles that were too strong for me to conquer, that you fought for me, that you conquered for me. Thank you, Father, for conquering my battles. Thank you for fighting my battles. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Just begin to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for making me stronger than the powers of darkness that have been stronger than I am. So, Father, thank you for making me stronger than the forces of darkness that I've been stronger than I am. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Thank you, Father, for making me stronger than powers of hell, powers of darkness that have been stronger than me, powers that were once stronger than I am. Thank you for making me stronger than them all. Thank you, Jesus, for lifting me above my enemies, even my stubborn enemies. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for putting inside of me strength to do your will. Strength to do your will. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for putting inside of me strength to do your will, strength to obey you, strength to serve you acceptably, strength to walk in your way, strength to do the things that pleases you. Thank you, Father, for putting inside of me such strength. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for giving me grace to overcome temptations and the desire of my flesh. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. So thank you, Father, for giving me grace. Thank you for giving me fire. Thank you for giving me power to overcome temptations and to overcome the desires of my flesh, to overcome the lust in my flesh, to overcome the pride in my flesh. Thank you for giving me that grace. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for new doors that you have opened before me so that I can walk into greatness. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. So thank you, Father, for opening before me new doors so that I can walk through them into greatness. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for opening before me great doors Thou wilt take me into greatness. That will usher me into greatness and honor. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Just begin to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your mercy that is working in my prayer life, making me to pray and get answers to my prayer. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, thank you, Father, for your mercy that is working in my prayer life, enabling me to pray and get results, making me to pray and get answers to my prayers. Thank you, Lord, for such mercy. Thank you for such mercy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, lay your hands upon me and enforce your will to prevail in me. Enforce your will to prevail in my life. Enforce your will to prevail in my spirit, soul, and body. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, lay your hands upon me and enforce your will to prevail, to manifest in me. Enforce your will to prevail in my spirit, soul, and body. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, lay your hands upon me and enforce your transformation to happen in my spirit, soul, and body. Enforce your transformation. Enforce your deliverance. Enforce your healing. Enforce your revival to happen in my spirit, soul, and body. Lay your hands upon me right now. Lay your hands upon me right now. And spirit there, in the lay your hands upon me right now and enforce your will to prevail in every part of me. Let your transformation prevail. Let your revival prevail in me. Let your holiness prevail in me. Let your righteousness prevail in me. Let your divine nature prevail in me. Let your fire prevail in me. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let your healing prevail in me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. I remember saying it some time ago on this same platform that the kind of darkness that is in the world at this time is a deforming darkness or a deformation darkness. That is a darkness that deforms God's original creature. Yeah. A darkness that deforms good things that God have created. I believe you know when something is deformed. Yeah, and the lives of many people have been deformed by darkness. They may not look deformed physically, but in the realm of the spirit, they have been deformed. Their lives have been twisted. And that is why they can't just please God. They can't just do what is right in the sight of God. They can't just fulfill God's purpose for their lives because their lives have been twisted. Yeah, they have been deformed. So you're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Father, lay your hands upon me and correct every deformation of darkness, every deformation and damage that darkness have done to me, have done in me. Lay your hands upon me now and correct them. Open your mouth and pray like that. Only the manufacturer can fix a product that have been damaged or deformed, because it's the manufacturer that manufactured the product. So only the creator of your life can repair your life. Will you ask him to do that? Say, Father, lay your hands upon me now. Lay your hands upon me, upon my entire being, spirit, soul, and body, and begin to correct everything darkness has deformed and damaged. Correct them now. Correct them now. Correct them now. Correct them now. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, some people will come to me, they will say, man of God, I've been trying to pray, I can't just pray. I've been trying to draw closer to God, I can't just draw closer to God. I can't fast, I can't study the Bible. That is deformity they have been deformed. So they keep trying and they couldn't do it. The more they try, the more they can't do it. Yeah, because they can't. Something have happened to their spirit and soul. Are you praying this prayer? Say, Father, lay your hand upon me. Lay your hands upon me and correct every deformation and damage that darkness have done in me, that witchcraft have done in me. I believe you're still praying. Some people have been deformed in their body system, and that is why they can't give birth, they can't get pregnant, and some men have been deformed by darkness, and they can't produce a seed that will get their wives pregnant. Yeah, they can't produce that seed. Yeah, so those are all kinds. There are all kinds of deformity that is out there. Are you praying this prayer? Say, Father, correct them now. In the name of Jesus. Whether it is physical deformity or spiritual deformity, whether it's a visible deformity or invisible deformity. Deformity is anything about your life that is not the way God have created you. And of course, it also means everything about your life that is not according to who you are in Christ Jesus. So, oh Lord, correct them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I saw a post on Facebook recently, and the person wrote something like this. He said you cannot heal if you remain in the same environment that hurts you. And yeah, he said you can't heal if you remain in the same environment that wounded you, the same environment that hurt you. Yeah. And that is very true. Yeah, if you still surround yourself with darkness, with pollution, with corruption, with unrighteousness, with sin, you cannot heal. It's not possible. Yeah, some people, they want to be free from addiction, and yet they are still in the environment of the addiction. How can you come out of addiction when you are still in the environment of the addiction? Maybe you want to come out of sexual addiction, and then you are still in the environment of those things that tears up your sexual urge. There is no way you will overcome such addiction. Yeah, such people, they still watch pornography, they still welcome lustful thoughts in their minds. they still go with friends that are also in the same captivity. So you're going to pray. The point is that you must get out of the environment of darkness that damaged your life if God is going to fix you. If you remain in the same environment of darkness, which most time is sin, there's no way God is going to heal you and deliver you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, I receive strength. I receive power to come out from every environment and atmosphere of darkness that damaged my life. You're going to say, I receive strength to come out of every environment of sin, environment of darkness that Satan used to damage my life, to deform my life. I receive strength to leave the environment. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray. Even Jesus said, if your eyes causes you to sin, Jesus said, pluck out those eyes. If your hands, your two hands, causes you to sin, Jesus said, cut them off. That is a figurative expression that is showing you to get out of every environment of darkness that Satan is using to deform your life. Continue to pray like that. I pray you will be wise in these last days. Say, I receive strength. I receive power to separate myself from the environment of darkness, from the environment of sin that Satan is using to hurt my life, to damage my life, to deform my life. I receive strength and power and grace to come out of those environments right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. Another thing that I know about transformation, whether positive or negative, and of course you know that negative transformation is equal to deformation. Deformation is also a kind of transformation, but it's just a negative one. What I know is that your focus, what you focus on, has a lot to do with your transformation. your focus, what you set your mind on all the time has a lot to do with your transformation. If your mind is always focused on spiritual things, on heavenly things, on God, on Jesus, on God's word, then there will be a positive transformation in your life. You know, there's a place in the Bible that says, as we behold God, as we behold His glory, we are also changed into the same glory. Yeah, so what you see all the time, what you set your heart upon all the time, what you focus on all the time, you will change into that thing. Yeah, that's the way God has created human beings. You will transform into the things you focus on. Yeah. So if your focus is on earthly things, the things of the world, fleshly things, the things that satisfy your flesh, then there's going to be deformation in your life. But when your focus is on heavenly things, eternal things, there's going to be great positive transformation in your life. It's as simple as that. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from this day onwards, my focus shall be on things above and not on things in this earth. Begin to say, in the name of Jesus, from this day onwards, my focus shall be on things above, on heavenly things, and not on the things on earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Pray like that. You're going to see this same thing I'm talking about. You're going to see it in Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Pray. Begin to speak to yourself. Begin to prophesy on yourself. Begin to say, from this day onwards, my focus in life shall be on things above and not on things of this world. My focus shall be on God and on the will of God, and on the plans of God, and on the ways of God, and on the mind of God. My focus shall be on the Spirit of God, on the Word of God, on the voice of God, and not on things in this earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Some of you may be thinking that, then what happens to the things on earth if every one of us keep focusing on the things above? Does that mean then that means we should be of no good to the things on earth. Yeah, of course, that is not what the Bible teaches. What the Bible means is that you sacrifice everything on earth to satisfy the things above. It means you use everything on earth to satisfy your God that is above, to satisfy your Father that is in heaven. That is what it means. And that is also the same thing when Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." So it means you make use of everything in this world to satisfy your Father. So even as you are busy with the things on earth, your focus is not actually on them. Your focus is on your God who is on above. Yeah. So even while you engage with the things on earth, you don't focus on them. Your heart is still set on God, on heaven. I pray you will be wise in these last days. Yeah, because some of you here, you keep hearing these things, but you don't do anything with these things you have been hearing. You keep hearing these truths, these kind of teachings, but you don't do anything with it. It doesn't change your life. It doesn't change your actions and choices and decisions. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, help me to use everything here on earth, including my own life, to satisfy, to please the things in your kingdom. Yeah, you're going to say, "Father, help me to use everything in this world to satisfy and please the things in your kingdom, the ways of your kingdom." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. It's a good thing to get married. It's a good thing to have children. It's a good thing to be rich. Yeah, but if you will not use all of those things, if you will not use all of them to satisfy and to please the things in heaven, You're already a failure, and you're just wasting your time going to church because heaven is not for you. Yeah, that's what it means. So pray this prayer from your heart. Yeah, say, "Father, help me." A lot of Christians have become slaves to money. Yeah. And that is why they cannot enter heaven. It's not possible. Except they come out of that slavery before they die. They will not enter heaven. The God of money will not let them enter heaven. I hope you are praying this prayer from your heart. Say, Father, help me to sacrifice everything in this world to satisfy and please the things in your kingdom, to serve the things in your kingdom. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. This is a very serious prayer. If you have ever seen millions of people, not even millions, billions of people that go to hell every minute, maybe you would take this prayer seriously. If you have seen how much people go to hell, you will take this prayer seriously. Because this is what is making many to go to hell. What we are praying about right now. Because many have been attached, they have been so attached to the things of this world and have forgotten the things above. So the things of this world drag them to hell. Yeah, that is it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Let us quickly look at a scripture which is very popular. Open your Bibles to 1 John. 1 John chapter 2. I read from verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Verse 17, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. The world passeth away. And that is how people are passing away, because they are so attached to the things of the world. So as the world is passing away into destruction, yeah, because there is no good future for this world. I believe you know that. I'll go and read the book of Revelation. You see that there is no good future for this world and for the system of this world. And Apostle Peter said, all the elements of this earth, everything you can see with your physical eye, he said they shall be melted with fervent heat. A very strong heat will melt everything. Yeah, so this world has been sentenced to destruction. Then why are you so glued to this world? Because it's passing away. is dying. The world is dying. Yeah, the world is perishing. Why must you perish with the world? Yeah, why must you waste away with the world? So that is what is sending people to hell. They are so attached to this world. And when they die, they just go to hell instantly. They don't even get to see the angels that take people to heaven. Once they die, the demons just show up. They say, "Yes, you have been working for us. You have been serving us. So come, let's take you to where you belong." Then the demons will just take them to hell. I pray you will not go to hell. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, "Holy Spirit, destroy every form of attachment and conformity between me and the things of this world. So Holy Spirit, destroy them now." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, destroy every form of bond between me and the things of this world, between me and the elements of this world, between me and the darkness in this world, every form of bond between me and the system of this world, between me and the ways of this world. The Holy Spirit, destroy that bond. Destroy that bond. Because I don't want to cast away with the world. I don't want to waste away with the world. Pray this prayer from your heart. In the name of Jesus, help me, Holy Spirit. Deliver me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Destroy every form of attachment that is between my soul and the darkness and the unrighteousness that is in the world. Destroy the attachment now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we are still praying. Let us look at that passage again. It says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world." Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Do you not love the world? That's my question to you. Or you should ask yourself, ask yourself and say, am I not loving the world with my actions, with the kind of actions that come out of my life, with my decisions, choices? I did not prove that I love this world. Yeah. What does it mean to love the world? It means just one thing. You know, when a young man is in love with a young woman, yeah, you know how the young man will be running after the woman. Yeah, so that's the meaning of the love in this context. Yeah, it has to do with craving. Yeah, it means you are pursuing after the things of the world. I pray you will not love the world. Yeah, it means the things of the world so much interest you and so much give you joy and pleasure and satisfaction that you keep running after them. You keep running after them. I pray you will not love this world. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Ghost, fire, uproot from my soul every passion, interest, desire, and craving that is in me for the things of this world. Passion, craving, interest, desire that is in my soul for the things of this world. Holy Ghost fire, uproot them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The harsh letter shina de gaya. If the Holy Ghost can do this in your life, that is a great deliverance. You think deliverance is just casting out and casting out the demons? Do you know the greatest demon? The greatest demon is not Satan. The greatest demon is you, yourself. The worldly passions in you, those are the greatest demons. The worldly desires in you, they are the greatest demons. Yeah, there's no demon greater than that. There's no principality greater than that. I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I don't speak theory. I speak what I've experienced. So pray these kind of prayers very seriously. It's for your own good. So Holy Ghost fire, uproot from my soul every passion, habit, interest, desire, lust, that is in my soul for the things of this world. Holy Ghost fire uproot them now. Uproot them now. Uproot them now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, every wrong passion, wrong attitude that is in me, that is making me to run after the things of this world, Holy Ghost fire, kill them now, destroy them now, burn them up. In my soul, burn them up right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, a negative transformation, which I also call deformation, also happens through your thought, through the kind of thought in your soul or in your mind. It happens through your thoughts and feelings and emotions. That is the kind of thoughts you keep inside of you, the kind of emotions you keep will determine the kind of transformation you will get. If you look at Romans chapter 12, you're going to see the Bible talk about a positive kind of transformation. That happened through our mind. Romans 12 verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So you can see that your mind is an instrument of transformation. And your mind can give you a positive transformation, and it can also give you a negative transformation, depending on what is going on in your mind, in your thought, and in your emotions or feelings. And I remember I've said it before that if you have not conquered the battle in your mind, there is no battle you will be able to conquer. If you have not conquered the battle in your mind, there is no other battle. Even witchcraft, you will not be able to conquer witchcraft. Principalities, you will not be able to conquer them. Because your mind is that place of transformation. You are still going to pray. You are going to place your right hand on your head. You are going to say, Holy Ghost fire, saturate or take over my soul and mind, and make it impossible for dark thoughts and feelings to operate in me. I'm going to take it again. You're going to say, Holy Ghost fire, saturate my soul and mind. Take over my soul and mind, and make it impossible for dark thoughts and feelings to function. make it impossible for dark thoughts and feelings to operate in me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Holy Ghost, fire, take over. Take over my spirit, soul, and body. Take over my soul and mind. And make it impossible for dark thoughts, evil thoughts, unclean thoughts, and feelings to be able to operate in me. Make it impossible for them. Make me to become too hot for unclean thoughts and feelings to stay in me. Holy Ghost fire, make me too hot for unclean thoughts, for evil thoughts and emotions to have their way in me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, guide me through my journey in this world to walk in your righteousness and perfection. Say, Father, guide me through my journey in this world to walk in your righteousness and perfection. For all the days of my life on earth, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Pray. Guide me. Guide me, Father. Guide me, Father. Guide me through my journey in this world. Guide me through my journey in this world. Guide me through my journey in this world to walk daily in your righteousness and perfection. To walk daily in your righteousness and perfection for the rest of my life here on earth. Guide me, Father. Do not allow me to be stained by the corruption of this world. Do not allow me to be stained by the pollution of this world. Guide me, O Lord. Do not allow me to be stained by the uncleanness of this world. Guide me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. Guide me, Father. Guide me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Do you know that if we Christians pursue after complete holiness, we would not even need to pray and fast for prosperity and breakthroughs before we get them? I'm not saying we will not pray and fast, but we will not have to pray and fast for those kind of things before we get them. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. If in your life you really pursue after complete holiness, which is holiness within you, holiness from your inside to the outside. Yeah, that is complete holiness. Not that you try to show a form of holiness and godliness on your outside through your dressing. Whereas there is no purity on your inside. Or you claim you have purity on your inside, and your outside doesn't confirm that you really have purity and righteousness, then you're just wasting your time. That's not holiness. If you are pure on your inside, it will show on your outside. Yeah. That is complete holiness. So now, if we pursue after getting this kind of holiness, we don't need to pray for our businesses to prosper. They will just prosper easily. Go and read Deuteronomy 28, and you will understand what I'm saying. Yeah, if we pursue after possessing complete holiness, which Jesus has paid the price for us to have that, for us to have it, We will not need to have to fast and pray for prosperity to come, for riches and wealth to come, for our businesses and career to prosper. We will not have to pray. I'm telling you the truth. These things are practical. And these things have been from the Old Testament. That's why I said you go and read Deuteronomy 28. In fact, a lot of blessings will continue to follow you because you are living in holiness. Yeah, you will have to pray and fast for other things, but you won't have to pray and fast for physical blessings, because they'll be running after you. I pray that you will have this kind of holiness in Jesus' name. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to possess complete holiness, perfect holiness in my Christian life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me. God has to help you. And of course, he's willing to help you have this holiness. But with my experience, I realize that more than 80% of Christians all over the world, they don't want this holiness because they love themselves so much. And of course, that's why they go to hell. Say, Father, help me help me to have, help me to possess complete holiness in my Christian life. Not fake holiness. Not hypocritical holiness. Not pretending holiness. But true holiness. Help me to possess this type of holiness. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. I believe you are praying from your heart. Help me, Father. Help me to be pure from my inside to the outside. Help me to live and lead a very pure life. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. Holiness means obedience. How much of obedience do you have? How much of the Word of God have you obeyed? In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray 5 more prayer points and then we'll round off the session. So let's go back to that 1 John chapter 2. Verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man, I want you to take note of that. If any man, it doesn't matter who you are. If any man, it doesn't matter your title, whether you are the greatest apostle or the most popular apostle or prophet in the world, it doesn't matter who you are. If any man, which includes whether you are a woman, or you are a boy, or you are a girl, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. If you love this world, the love of the Father is not in you. The moment you start to love this world, the love of the Father disappears from your life. Now you may be asking, what does it mean for the love of the Father to not be in you? Well, it means exactly the way the Bible puts it. It means that God immediately starts to be angry with you. Maybe I should put it like that. Immediately you start loving this world, you are invoking the anger of God. You are invoking the anger and judgment of God upon your life. It's automatic. Yeah, so it means the Father will cut you off from the flow of his love. Of course, he will still love you in a way of waiting. Maybe you will repent and you will come back. Yeah, you know, there is this unconditional love that God has for the whole world in John 3:16. Yeah, for God so loved the world. So that one is there, unconditional love. He wants everyone to repent and come to him. Yeah. But this love mentioned here is different from the one in John 3:16. Yeah, this one is for sons of God, children of God. The love in this verse. Yeah, is the love God have for his children, his son. The one in John 3:16 is the love he has for sinners. And he tries to still keep them alive, hoping that one day they will repent and come to him. But this other one in John, in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, is the love he has for those that have now repented and have come to him. So if after you say you have repented and have come to God, you now start to love this world, God will cut you off from this type of love that he has for his son. And what you will get is the judgment. Yeah, except you repent. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to separate myself from things that provoke your anger. Things that makes you that gets you offended. So Father, help me to separate myself from them. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that, because you may be doing something and you think it's okay, it's not wrong. Whereas it's very wrong and it's provoking God to anger. But you think it's just okay, but it's not okay. It's not okay. Say, Father, separate me from those things. Separate me from things that I am attached to that is provoking you to anger, that gets you offended in me. Oh Lord, separate me from such things in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me an heart that loves the things you love and hates the things you hate. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, create in me a heart that loves the things you love and hates the things you hate. in the name of Jesus. Today, heart stop is filling up. Create in me such spirit, such nature that loves what you love and hates what you hate. Thank you, Father. Put in me a heart that will make me run after the things that pleases you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I receive fire. To obtain victory over a lot of satanic and demonic operations going on in this world. You're going to say, I receive fire to gain victory over a lot of satanic and demonic operations that are going on in the world, that have prevailed over this world. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, I receive fire. I receive fire. There is a lot of dark operations going on. And you must conquer them all. Say, I receive fire to be victorious, to gain victory over all the operations of darkness, all the satanic and demonic operations that have prevailed over this world, that are prevailing over this world. I receive fire to conquer them all. I receive fire to dominate them all. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. We are still going to look at that 1 John chapter 2 once again. In that verse 16, it says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. What does that mean? It actually means that your body, or maybe I should use the word, because it's not just your body that is involved in this matter. Even your soul and spirit are involved. So it means your humanity, your human nature is in perfect agreement with the darkness of this world, your human nature, your humanity is in perfect agreement, is in perfect bond with the darkness and the system of this world. Because what the apostle that wrote that scripture, what he meant is that it meant what he meant was that everything about your human being is naturally of the world. Yeah, because lust of the flesh, talking about your human nature, what you naturally want, what you naturally crave for. Pride is part of your humanity. Yeah. And in fact, nowadays, people really love pride a lot. Yeah. I pray you will not love pride. Yeah. What else? Lust of the eyes. He's talking about you, your humanity, all the things you see with your eyes, and how you crave for them with your eyes. Yeah, so your human life is in perfect agreement with the darkness of this world. Yeah. Then are we not in trouble? Of course we are. And that is why you must fight to enter the kingdom of God. Yeah. And the kingdom is for those that will overcome till the end. Yeah, because even our human nature and humanity is our enemy, because it's working with the world. I mean, your body, your soul, your spirit as this dark part that is in perfect agreement with the world. Though you became born again, but God did not remove your humanity. He didn't remove your human nature when you became born again. It's still there. Yeah, it's still there. But the only thing God made available for us is that we are able to overcome it by walking in the Spirit, by the power of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. We're able to overcome the human nature. Yeah, that is the grace. We're able to dominate it. We're able to put it under our feet. And yeah, Jesus have paid the price for that. But we have to continue to do that, because your human nature is still alive until you make it die, until you kill it. And even after you kill it again, it will still try to come back to life. You have to continue to kill it. Yeah, you have to continue to deny your flesh. You have to continue to crucify it, because it will continue to try to rule over you. It will not give up. And you also must not give up. Yeah, so there is a great word. That was why I said, are we not in trouble? Is a trouble going on inside you? Yeah, your human nature is contending with your spiritual nature or your divine nature. Is a war inside you. And you must continue to fight this war till you leave this world. If you lose that war, you're going to hell. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit. Make me to become a soldier, a Christian soldier, a spiritual soldier that will not allow my flesh to win, that will never allow my flesh to win. The Holy Spirit, make me become that soldier. Transform me into that soldier that will keep fighting by human nature and keep subduing my human nature under my feet without ceasing. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. People think because they stop fighting the human nature, they allow the human nature to win, to rule over them, that's when they sin. So that means they are lazy. Sinners are lazy. And lazy people, because they cannot fight. They can't fight the nature that is making them to sin. And whereas the power to overcome that nature have been provided already on the cross of Calvary. But they are too lazy to keep that flesh under subjection, to keep that flesh under their feet. They are too lazy. So Christians are going to hell because they are too lazy to discipline themselves, to put their flesh under their feet. Pray, say, Holy Spirit, transform me into a soldier that will never allow the flesh to win. Transform me into a soldier that will never allow my human nature to rule over me. That will never allow my Adamic nature to rule over me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, the last prayer point. You're still going to pray. I have said it before that what kills revival is this same Adamic nature, this same human nature, is what kills revival. Yeah, many times you feel so full of fire. Then my question is why? How come the fire died? Or I should say, why did that fire die? Is it the devil? It's not the devil, it's you that killed the fire. It's not the devil. It's you. Yeah, and then you are looking for one powerful man of God to come and give you the fire. That's foolishness. Go and find the fire Yeah, because the fire is still waiting for you. Yeah, go and find it. Yeah, go back to God, go into fastings and find that fire. Yeah, don't expect that one man of God will transfer the fire to you. Because it may not happen, because what if you're already under God's judgment? If you're under God's judgment, the most anointed preacher will pray for you and nothing will happen to you. Yeah, so when God was expecting that you humble yourself, go into fasting and go and find the fire, the passion you lost, you were waiting for somebody to give you the fire. Yeah. So what kills revival is the flesh, is the human nature. It's not Satan. It's not demonic attack. It's you that killed the fire that God started inside of you. So therefore, you're going to pray. Yeah, maybe some years ago, you used to be very spiritual. You used to be very, very close to God. And then, you no longer feel that way again. And then you're saying, oh, it's the devil. It's not the devil. It is you. You are the one that killed the fire. Because it is your flesh that killed it. Yeah, so stop blaming Satan for what is not Satan's fault. Let us pray the last prayer point. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me with your fire that can never die. Fill me with your fire that will burn in me forever. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Fill me now with your fire that can never die. Fill with your fire that cannot go down. Fill me with your fire that cannot be quenched by my flesh. Fill me with the kind of fire that my flesh will not be able to quench. The kind of fire that my Adamic nature, my human nature will not be able to quench. So Holy Ghost, fill me with that kind of fire. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I believe you're praying that prayer. Thank you, Lord. Fill me with your fire, Holy Spirit, that will keep me in dominion forever. That will keep me in victory forever. Give me this level of fire, this dose of fire, right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. So I'm going to pray for you now. I raise up your right hand as I pray for you. O God of heaven and the earth, we worship and adore you. We are grateful for all that you have done, for all that you are doing, and for all that you will do for us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your power and dominion that is available and accessible to all at all times. Thank you, Lord, for your presence that is always with us at all times. Be thou glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for all the prayers you have led us to pray in this place tonight. Thank you because we know you have answered those prayers. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you show great mercy upon your people here and release into their lives the helps that they need at this point in time. Father, do so right now in Jesus' name. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost enter into you right now, and let that fire begin to increase itself from inside of you, and let it grow, and let it take over your entire being until you are completely transformed into the person God wants you to be. Let it be so right now in Jesus' name. Every darkness that is contending with the fulfillment of God's will and God's plan for your life, I decree that the anger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Every realm of darkness that have trapped you, that have trapped your soul, to make sure that you go to hell and not go to heaven, I release the power of God to remove you from those realms right now. In the name of Jesus. I pray that the Lord give you revelation of himself that will enable you to continually pursue after the things in heaven and not the things in this world. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. I pray for those of you that are being deceived by Satan. Satan is presenting before you a very beautiful thing to catch your attention so that he can trap you forever. The moment you embrace that beautiful thing, I pray for you that your eyes shall be opened and you shall not embrace any offer, any beautiful thing that will destroy your life and destiny. You shall not embrace such things. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for everything you have done. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.